Almighty God and His Power. Lord Jesus, the Son of God, had power to subdue not only diseases, namely leprosy, fever, etc., and over the storms, but He also had power over demons. Jesus was in the country of Gergesenes, and He saw two possessed with devils that were coming out from the tombs. The residence of these demons was among the dead in the tombs, and they were so fierce that no man could pass by that way. Devils love to be among and in the hearts of the dead spiritually. When the devils saw Jesus, who was the Son of God, they realized His divinity and cried out, asked why He was out there where they reside, because they had nothing in common with Him. They belonged to the kingdom of devils, and Jesus was from the kingdom of God. It was evident from the incident, as we read in Matthew chapter 12 verses 24 to 30, where Pharisees accused Jesus that He cast out devils with the help of Beelzebub, the prince of devils. The devils are united when they fight against the children of God, and they do not divide among themselves to split their kingdom. Jesus perceived their thoughts and said to them that every kingdom divided against itself will end up in destruction of its own kingdom, similar to that of a house that is divided itself would not stand. He then questioned Pharisees, if Satan casts out Satan, how would his kingdom stand? If it was so, the kingdom of Satan would then be divided. Jesus proceeds further by giving answer that if He casts out devils from them by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God comes into them. Satan and his angels have nothing to do with the incarnate God, Lord Jesus Christ, who relinquished His glory in heaven and came down to earth in the form of servant and in the likeness of men. Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father are one, as He Himself stated. The devils feared that Jesus was there to torment them before their due time. Obviously, the devils had their own time given out by God Himself, and therefore the devils asked Him as to why He was there and questioned Him if He was there to torment them before their time lapsed. It was worth recollecting Job's story here. When Satan was in the presence of God and the sons of God came before God, Satan also came along with them. It was God who started the conversation first, and He said to Satan as to whether he saw righteous man Job. Then Satan sought permission to afflict Job and then see if Job still remained without cursing God. On hearing this challenge, God gave permission to Satan with limited power over Job that he may afflict but not touch his soul. From this, it is evident that Satan has no power over the child of God to test or afflict over and above the limits permitted by God. Satan cannot overstep the limits that God prescribes. It was a similar situation here, and therefore the devils asked the Son of God as to why He was there before it was their due time. The devils sought Lord Jesus Christ to allow them to enter swine by the seaside. Jesus permitted them to enter swine, which thereafter ran violently into the sea and perished. The keepers of the swine learnt about this incident and requested Jesus to leave their city. In spite of the fact that Jesus did miracle to deliver the men from the devils, the people preferred that the deliverer should leave their city. It can be observed that even in our present day, similar situations prevail where people prefer to live in sin and entertain Satan that brings temptations and torments, excluding God from among them. Inasmuch as the chief angel of the angels, the creation of God, rebelled against God and became Satan, the adversary, the Satan is somewhat equal but not fully so in status to that of the mighty angel Michael, and far below in status and power to that of God. This is evident from the fact that Michael fought once with the devil successfully to take the body of Moses, and next successfully fought and delivered the messenger who was held by the dragon for 21 days before he went and revealed prophecy to Daniel. Yet another time John saw in his vision that there was a great war between Michael and his angels, who fought Satan down to defeat, and his place was not found anymore in heaven. Jude Bohr records that even when Michael the archangel was contending with the devil and disputed about the body of Moses, he did not bring railing accusation, but rather said, "The Lord rebuke thee." God hid the burial place of Moses, and no one knew until this day where he was buried. God himself took care of the burial of his servant Moses. The evidence that Moses appeared along with Elijah during the transfiguration of Jesus indicates that Moses was raised despite fierce opposition from Satan. Deuteronomy chapter 34 verses 5 to 6 read, "So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord, and he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, over against Beth Peor, but no man knoweth of his sepulchre unto this day." Jude 1:9 reads, "Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, does not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, 'The Lord rebuke thee.'" When Daniel fasted to know the truth about the end days, a messenger came to him and said that when he was on his way to reveal the prophecy to him, Satan, who was in the prince of the kingdom of Persia, withstood him for 21 days, but Michael the archangel helped him, and that is how he was there to reveal how the last days would be. Daniel chapter 10 verses 13 and 14 read, "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 20 days, but lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the later days, for yet the vision is for many days." And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Revelation chapter 12 verses 7 to 8. There are few facts that we can learn from the disposition of the devil from the two men by the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, this is strong evidence by the fact that Jews abhorred swine in general, that Gentiles also lived in Israel during the period when Jesus was in this earth. Secondly, the devils knew their destiny on this earth, and also their destiny in the lake of fire after great white throne judgment. Compare Revelation chapter 20 verse 11. Thirdly, Jesus wanted to teach the people that devils do harm men just as they did to the swine, and therefore he allowed the swine to be destroyed instead of men in whom they resided. Lord Jesus was and is the only deliverer from such torment and sin. Fourthly, it was in the Almighty God's power to take away the possession of the owners of the swine and destroy their possession. Reference Matthew chapter 8 verses 28 to 34. This devotional is written and brought to you by Leslie John.